In the 10-county region surrounding Bowling Green, some 720,000 airline tickets were purchased last year, which begs the question, is there a need for commercial airline service in Bowling Green? And if so, what would it look like? Airport officials and city leaders have been exploring that topic for several years now, but recently hit a bump in the road when $750,000 to help make that goal a reality was, at least for the time being, pulled back. At a coffee shop just down the road from Bowling Green Warren County Regional Airport, it's 10:45 in the morning, and Sonia Dick has just a couple of hours to go before she hops in a rental car and drives to Indianapolis for business. She works as a clinical specialist for a regenerative tissue company.
I work with customers, researchers, people all over the United States and other countries as well. I cover Latin American and Asian Pacific for our company.
That means she's on the road a lot, normally driving to Nashville to catch a flight there. But what if she could connect to a larger airport without making the drive down I-65?
It would be a huge change for me. I would save approximately, it's an hour and a half to the airport each way, at least 3 hours a week that I could be home. I could be more productive for work or just enjoying my time at home.
It's been over three decades since there was commercial air service in Bowling Green. Airport manager Rob Barnett says they've done comprehensive studies on where people from the Bowling Green area are flying. He says 94% of the airline tickets purchased in Warren County and nine surrounding counties go through Nashville. Barnett says if commercial air service were to come to Bowling Green, it would make the most sense for the carrier to connect customers with Chicago O'Hare Airport or Atlanta. He says the small airport in Bowling Green is built to handle commercial service.
Minimal modifications, be it temporary modifications, would be made to this particular terminal building at a minimal cost in order to let the airline come in, operate, prove the markets here, show us they're committed to this community, and then look in the future of building some type of permanent terminal building to accommodate more passengers.
And he says the rest is ready to go.
As we sit today, the infrastructure at the airport is in very good shape. For the most part, it is new. We do not have any aged infrastructure. Our runways, our taxiways, our airside infrastructure is in good shape.
As lawmakers convened in Frankfurt earlier this year, $750,000 was included in the new two-year transportation bill. It met with little resistance in the House and Senate, but when it came time for Governor Beshear to sign the bill into law, he used a line-item veto to take out that money for the Bowling Green Warren County Regional Airport and two other development projects. Speaking to WKU Public Radio's Lisa Autry last week, Beshear says he supports commercial air service in Bowling Green, but his first priority is making sure the $6 million allotted for the state's 53 airports is enough to cover upkeep and security.
I just want to make sure that we don't overcommit money that otherwise needs to go just to keep airports open and to keep them safe. So it could well be that we'll be able to work out something on that Bowling Green project in this next couple of years.
Even with that caveat, airport manager Rob Barnett says the loss of the money was disappointing.
Certainly a setback. Absolutely. I would agree with that entirely. We have worked diligently, and when I say we, from our state representatives to the county judge to the mayor to our Chamber of Commerce, our congressmen, all those folks have been working on this particular air service development initiative for over 7 years.
Barnett says he met with Beshear earlier this week and got his assurance that the Bowling Green Warren County Regional Airport would still be considered to receive part of that $3 million earmarked for airport development. Still, Barnett says he's not content to sit back and wait.
I think, there's more of a sense of urgency here. I've actually been in discussions with several different airlines. They've shown interest in our community, but it is going to take an attractive incentive package in order for them to come to Bowling Green and start service. We've had airline offers before, to be quite honest with you. Those particular airlines did not serve the hubs that were preferable to our traveling community.
A traveling community that may one day be able to catch a flight out of town without taking a road trip first. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.